This is KCUR 89.3. Kansas City writer Angela Cervantes won an International Latino Book Award in 2014 for Gabby, Lost and Found. The book was published by Scholastic Press and helped establish Cervantes as an author for young readers between the ages of 8 and 12. KCUR CJ Janovee spoke with Cervantes about her new book and about getting diverse stories into schools.
I love the school visits. You know, I have been faced with 400 third graders, fourth grade, and fifth graders in one auditorium. And to hear them all laugh at the right times where they're supposed to laugh and groan at the right time when they're supposed to groan. And then they have such good questions. I mean, these kids are sharp and they love books.
Since the first editor approached you about, you know, needing more diverse stories, that's also been a very intense topic of discussion in the book publishing industry, particularly around books for younger audiences. Do you see that changing, or is it still really a problem, the lack of options for kids?
I think it's getting better, but I do feel like the book industry is sort of taking the action needed for diversity a lot quicker than, like, say, the movie industry. I mean, in just the past few years, Jacqueline Woodson's Brown Girl Dreaming won the National Book Award. Kwame Alexander, who wrote The Crossover, won the Newbery Award. And then just recently, Matt De La Pena wrote Last Stop on Market Street, and he won the Newbery Award. That means we're being recognized. But then I'm also hearing on the publishing side that editors are really making the call out for more Asian, African American, Hispanic, Latino authors to come forward with manuscripts, which I don't think that's ever happened before.
Your first book, Gabby Lost and Found, won awards also. What was it about, and why did people respond so positively?
Gabby Lost and Found is the story of Gabby, who is a very a risk-taking young woman, and she's a child of an immigrant from Honduras. And her mom's job place has been raided, and the mom has been deported during the day while Gabby is at school, which is very common. Kids come home and their parents simply are not there. So Gabby is going through, obviously, a very rough time. But her school gets her involved in a volunteer project at an animal shelter. And Gabby immediately gets very engaged in all of the dogs and cats that reside in this shelter. She identifies with them as animals that have also sort of been abandoned. And so she decides that she is going to write their stories as a way to sort of compel people to come into the shelter and adopt them. And through this experience, she finds her voice. She becomes empowered. She deals with what's going on in her life, I think, in a more positive way. I think it has resonated with kids because, one, kids love dogs and cats. But I think it's also resonated because kids are very concerned about Gabby. There's about five questions I always get whatever school visit I go to, and one of them is, why did you end it so sad? Why couldn't you have ended it with her mom coming back home? And I always tell the kids that. I also hope that you see it as sort of hopeful, and I left it open that you can discuss it with your teachers. Can Gabby prevail? Can she go on?
Your new book is Allie, First at Last. The main character is surrounded by these amazingly successful people in her family and her school.
Sure.
She really struggles to live up to those standards. And for huge parts of the book, she's not really a very likable character. It's a very vivid portrayal of what it feels like for most 10-year-old girls. I think that was kind of what was uncomfortable for me as I was reading.
Allie was an interesting character for me to write because she kind of came out of my own sort of interest in people who are first at things. You know, you've got Neil Armstrong, first man to land on the moon. You've got Junkai Tabai, who's the first woman to ever climb Mount Everest. And you've got the wonderful Barack Obama, the first African-American president. And that is certainly what motivates Allie, because she's around all these highly ambitious members of her family. There's also this kid who's her friend, Victor Garcia, who's just trying to be first in his family to graduate from high school and the first in his family to go to college. Yet her motivations are so much different. She's just trying to be like, I just want to be win, win, win at any cost. You know, how she gets out of that, you know, as an author, I have to make things very hard on her in hopes that she'll come out of this a bigger, better person.
Okay, what's next?
Everywhere I go, when I talk to kids about school, I say, what kind of book should I write next? And they always yell back, mystery. They love mystery. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to give the kids what they want. I'm going to try my hand at a mystery.
Does Gabby's mom ever come home?
Gosh, you know, I don't know. I leave that up to the readership.
That's not your next book.
No, it's not. No. That's a great mystery, though. Does the mom come home?
That was Angela Cervantes speaking with KCUR's CJ Genovee about her new book, Allie, First at Last. You'll find information about her book release event at kcur.org/arts.